Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Pre-Sell Prospects in 30 Seconds or Less and Quit Wasting Your Time After That. Even if you think you're mulling over an important decision, research shows your subconscious has already made up your mind in the first 30 seconds. That's why appealing to that part of your prospect's brain is absolutely critical when it comes to making a sale. And in this quick interview with Big Al, you're going to hear exactly how to do that. Listen to the following two marketing examples and you'll see how powerful this technique can be. You should take antioxidants because they're essential for fighting cancer and staying healthy. Or there are two kinds of people in this world, those who take antioxidants now and those who take chemotherapy later. Although both messages say basically the same thing, the first one appeals to your logical conscious brain, while the other speaks to your subconscious. Learn the skills of appealing to that master, decision-making part of the brain, and you'll never have to worry about prospecting again. You'll also learn tips for breaking through the clutter and speaking directly to the subconscious mind. You'll learn examples of what your first words to prospects should be. You'll learn simple, sometimes even illogical, ways to build rapport and establish connections right off the bat. You'll hear about exploding the myth that you'll be able to talk prospects into becoming customers after the first 30 seconds. Because the subconscious mind makes instant and immediate decisions, you'll only have a few seconds to make a good impression. So, obviously, those seconds need to count. And in this audio interview, you'll hear how to start making them work. I hope you enjoyed this interview. Now, let's get going.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, and I've teamed up with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Listen, Al, before we get started with our questions tonight, for those of you who may not be familiar with you, would you share a bit of who you are and how you got started?
Well, I'm just a nerdy engineer back in 1972. I got started in network marketing. I was introduced to being an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur now for about 36 years of lots of businesses and network marketing.
I got a question for you. Is prospecting something every business owner needs to focus on, and if so, why?
Well, if you don't have any prospects, you don't have any customers. People say, well, I want to be in a business where I don't have to be a salesman. Well, I don't know any business like that. If you're a doctor, you got to convince people to come to your doctor's office. If you're a printer, you got to get people to come into your shop. If you're a network marketer, somebody's going to have to buy your product or service. We're all salespeople. Bottom line is this, most of us don't like being a salesperson, so it's easier when we have lots of prospects. We have lots of prospects. We can kind of pick and choose. Just take the volunteers. Find the people that this is just a perfect fit for. Just let them know about it and let them join, let them buy. So prospecting, the biggest cause of stress in small business people is they just don't have enough prospects to talk to that are qualified, leaning forward, drooling, looking for reasons to buy or join. That's what we have to do, prospecting.
You're really finding the ones that's a perfect fit for your product or service and not just going out there spinning your wheels, so to speak, and just going out there getting everyone, right?
Yeah, definitely. Not everyone's a prospect.
Let's talk about prospects and your mindset a little bit. Tom, how important is understanding the mindset of the prospect, and what insights can you offer to assist us in that area?
Well, for the listeners on the call here today, I'm going to ask them to maybe just suspend their belief just for a second. And just imagine everything we were told about prospecting was wrong. And I'm not saying this is true or not. I'm saying if you just suspend it just for a little bit and just take this viewpoint that trying to find out what's inside the mind of the prospect is so 1970s, where the salesman went out and said, well, let me ask you a bunch of questions, and depending on what you tell me, I'll use that to attack you to try to close you on something. And that's so 70s hardcore salesperson. And it doesn't really work nowadays. People are a little bit more sophisticated than they were 40 years ago. So consider this. What if we bypass that entire question answering, being psychic to get inside their mind and learn how to trick them to do things? What if we bypass all that and go up to the very next level where it really happens? And here's what I mean by the next level. There's some research about how people make decisions. So let's just suppose we're a business person. And as a business person, we want people to make a decision to use our product, service, join our opportunity, whatever it is. I would think that if we're going to be professional about this, we would like to know how and why they make a decision, where it happens inside the brain. And according to the latest research that I've read, it seems that about 100% of all decisions are made by the subconscious mind. You see, we have a conscious mind. That's the little pea we think with, about the size of a pea. And we go around, observe things, talk to folks, blah, 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 blah. And then we have the subconscious mind. It's the size of a huge building. And this is the one that takes care of all our automatic body functions, kind of holds our memories, holds our programming that we've accumulated over time, holds our beliefs, and this is what makes decisions. So we have some automatic programming in there that, based upon the information that comes into the brain, the decision is automatic. And the mistake we make as an entrepreneur, as a salesman, is we give presentations to the conscious mind, and we're saying you should join our business because we pay 2% more than the competition. Or you should use our product because it has the secret lipid formula. Or you should use our printing because we have special 60-pound enamel paper, blah, 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 blah. That's all to the conscious mind. Now, the conscious mind is a pea. It's a 3-year-old that can't make a decision. It can't write a check. We need to be talking to the huge building, the parent, that can write the check. So getting inside the mindset of a prospect, maybe we could bypass that, go up to the next level where it really happens, where the subconscious mind makes those instant decisions, and then it notifies the conscious mind. I think the research says it's a minimum of 6 or 7 seconds later before the conscious mind is even notified that a decision's been made. So we need to learn to talk to the subconscious mind and communicate with that because that's where the decisions are made. So it's just a different mindset. It might be a bit of a stretch for people listening today, but it's something to think about. For the people here on the call, okay, if I just give them a couple examples, some of this would be a little bit more tangible for them. Because it's the things that we don't know, it's the things that we don't believe. These are the things that have the best chance of giving us the new results we want. And I'm sure people want to make massive leaps in their business instead of trotting along with the drivel of saying fact, you know, benefit, blah, blah, blah. But here's the example of the subconscious mind. You do great work on the telephone, but maybe for the folks that are listening, they could relate to this. When a salesperson calls you, 30 seconds into the phone call, how many listeners have already made up their mind to look for reasons to buy or not to buy? And for most people, I would say about 100% of the people say after 30 seconds on the phone with the salesman, I've already made up my mind to look for reasons to buy or not. And that's before the salesman has even started the presentation. Now, is that fair? Of course that's not fair, because we haven't heard the presentation yet, but that's what happens in real life. The subconscious mind makes an instant, immediate decision of what's going to happen, and all the little drivel about a presentation and the flip chart and all that, it's all anticlimactic. And the question for the people on the call here today, if you're listening, if you make that decision within the first 30 seconds without knowing a single fact, if you make that when people call you, do you think other people make that instantaneous decision when you're talking to them to make up their mind to buy from you or not, or to join with you or not? And the answer is, of course.
Absolutely.
Here's a second example to show you that all decisions are made by the subconscious mind. It has nothing to do with this conscious mind presentation, the drivel we do with the flip chart and stuff like that. I want everybody listening to the show here today to just consider for a moment that I just graduated from the Houston Chiropractic School of Medicine. And I've learned a brand new move of how to twist your head and who wants to be first. And I bet everybody here has made the instant decision they don't want to be first. And our subconscious mind made that instantaneous decision, I don't want to be first, I'm not doing this, and you haven't heard a single thing about my presentation. You made that decision without a single fact, that I've tried this on small animals first, and I've researched it and read books, and I graduated number one in my class, and I have a color brochure. None of that even matters. And once we realize this, then we can start making our business going leaps and bounds instead of struggling, you know, I call 100 people and 10 talk to me and 2 decide to go to a presentation. Now, we have to bypass all that because we're never going to get where we want to go if we use those kind of methods. That's what I mean by the subconscious mind.
Now, I know you talked about the 30 seconds and how important is that. So is that why you feel it's vital to make sure that we watch the first words out of our mouth when speaking to a prospect and we make sure those first words are the right words, which we're going to get into briefly? But is that part of the reason because we only have those 30 seconds?
Yeah, we only have just a few seconds to get the job done, so we have to be right on the first time. Absolutely.
What should those first words out of our mouth be when speaking to a prospect?
Well, we need to talk to the subconscious mind. So we have to get through the clutter of the conscious mind, all the filters and stuff. So let me give an example of some things that you could say. And I want people to think, okay, did that get through my mind or not? So let's try this. Let's say that since you talk to a lot of women shows and stuff, if I was talking to a woman and I was going to sell some skincare product, I could probably say, well, I have this fantastic skincare product. It's endorsed by an actress that we gave a lot of money to say that we're good. And we have, oh, gee whiz, we have this terrific lipid in it that goes 16 layers deep. And I got a research here and a testimonial here. And if I say that to 100 ladies, what's the odds of me getting very many presentations?
You probably would get a few, but not a whole lot.
And it's going to be pretty tough. And I've been slugging it out, making all these efforts to try to get a lot of prospects and so on. So, what if I were to say this to 100 ladies? You know, winter's hard on women's skin, and most women want to prevent wrinkles. But some women have figured out a way of keeping wrinkles away an extra 20 years. 80 out of 100 ladies are going to say, tell me more. The other 20 will say, here's a check, fill in the blanks. So the first person selling the skincare is saying, nobody's interested in skincare, it's too expensive. When I talk about the lipid dermal layer 7, nobody seems impressed. And the second person who says, you know, winter's hard on women's skin, and most women want to prevent wrinkles, but some women have figured out a way of keeping wrinkles away an extra 20 years. They're going to be saying, everybody's a prospect. Everybody wants to know the story about this fantastic skincare. This is the greatest opportunity, the greatest thing to sell in the history of mankind. And this strikes an emotional switch in the subconscious mind, and there's formulas and ways of doing it. Like, let's say if I sold some sort of vitamin, antioxidant, tablet, juice, pill, whatever, I could say, I got this fantastic auric rated 3,449. It's better than green peas and green tea combined to build your antioxidant immune system, blah, 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 blah. But I could break through the clutter, talk directly to the subconscious mind by simply saying, you know, there's two types of people in the world. Those that take antioxidants now and those that take chemotherapy later. People go, what do you mean? Well, and you can do this with any type of business, any type of product or service. The important thing is to realize we have to stay away from talking to the pea.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis interviewing for Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
How important is it in asking questions? And can you share maybe three or four you feel are most effective?
Let's go back to the original premise here. I'll go against the grain a little bit just to show people there's an alternative. When we start asking questions, people are going to make an instant and immediate decision with their subconscious mind based upon if we are in rapport with them or not. If they find similarities, we have similar beliefs, if they think that we see the world the same way they do. It has nothing to do with all this thing about getting inside the head of the prospect and finding their needs and fulfilling their needs. Because quite honestly, lots of people need life insurance, but they don't buy it. Lots of us need to exercise regularly, but we don't join the health clubs. And lots of us need to eat healthy food, but I see Krispy Kreme still in business. Even though you got inside their mind and says this is what they need to do, it's not going to happen. So we have to say, instead of maybe asking questions, because think about the rapport-building skills here. I ask somebody a question, tell me about your children, tell me about your life, tell me about your hobbies. If the decision is made in the first 30 seconds, how much conversation can you do in 30 seconds? The answer is almost none. So we have to be a bit more proactive. We're going to have instant and immediate words to say to go to their subconscious mind where the decision is made in the first 30 seconds. And the downside to questioning for most people is people are saying, well, you're just asking questions and it's going to be a conditional friendship, a conditional relationship. You're just asking questions to be pleasant, so if I buy you, then you'll be my friend. Or they might say, if you're asking a whole bunch of questions, why do you want to know that? It's making them defensive. Are you going to use that information against me? Oh, no, maybe I should clam up. And so you have that danger with all this questioning. Just a different point of view that I'd like people to consider. And after you listen to the show here today, ask yourself, in real life, do I really make decisions in that first 30 seconds? Or are the decisions really made by my subconscious mind? And here's a great example, since you talk to a lot of ladies. Raven, how many ladies do you think have ever seen a pair of shoes that they like?
Oh, man, can we get into the millions and billions?
Okay. So if you're a lady listening on the call here today, imagine you saw a pair of shoes you like. And you say, well, you can't buy it right away. And you go home and you think about it. You use your little P, the conscious mind. Say, well, will it go good with this outfit? Will it go good with this budget here? Will I set it off for then? You know, I don't know if it should do that. All right, so the P is rolling all these thoughts around in the mind. But do you get a sense that in the back of your mind, the decision has already been made? And that decision has been made by your subconscious mind that's saying, we've already made the decision, but, you know, just roll it around and mess with the idea as long as you want. When you get tired, I'll tell you what we're going to do. And that's where it all happens.
If you could name three of your favorite ways of prospecting that could assist the listeners if they're not prospecting to get started on it.
Yeah, it's about ways of prospecting. There are ways where you can find targeted prospects that are pre-sold, leaning forward, looking for your product. And what you need to do is set up systems where you have a constant supply of these, so you never have to worry. It's impossible to quit your business when you have a constant supply of fresh, new, hot prospects coming to your pre-sold. That's what keeps people in.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.